Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Genton. It's the 2nd of February. And on my way back from school drop-off. I realise I haven't booed in months, not something where I've talked. I think I've uploaded a few Christmas songs and such like. Probably would have uploaded more. I keep recording stuff and then not uploading it. Because I forget, because it's been very busy. So I think that's the other thing that's keeping me from booing. I wouldn't know where to start by now. I know exactly when I stopped. I finished off October, and it was that night, that Halloween night. And I think that boo is me with a very, very bad throat. And it's been going since then. It's been either too cold or I've had a cold and didn't really want to take my chances. So now it's fairly mild, so that's okay. I'm going to have to keep an eye out at this point because there's a massive hole in the road. Not that anyone would want to drive into it. It's that deep. But it's also full of water, so if someone does, I'll end up caked in mud. Okay, well, that danger's passed. So, yeah, but last night, my downcast downloaded a few boos, as always, because I'm still listening. It's not that... so I do listen and catch up with what everyone's up to. And I've also got a few podcasts going into my downcast now. Even though listening is tricky in the holidays because then I've got the kids around, so I can't do that much then. And also because I was working pretty much every day last year, so that last 3 months of the year. So I didn't get much listening time then either. So I'm trying to catch up. It's just the booing because I haven't got time unless I'm walking home, so like now, which is not terribly interesting, but honestly I wouldn't know where to start otherwise. Things are still pretty much the same, even though it's been a bit of a rough start to the year. I might talk about that at some later point, but I'm still doing yoga. I can feel it today in my back, and I'm back to working fewer hours, so it's not quite so busy and gives me the chance to look into some house projects, sort out some other stuff, even though, to be honest, so far on my 2 days off a week I've been busy doing all sorts of stuff, so not quite got round to any bigger projects. And then again, we've had a new front door installed and we've had no new flooring put in the porch. If I'd known it was going to be this easy, I'd have done it years ago, honestly. So now I'm looking into painting the kitchen to give it a bit of a facelift. Simon's about to put me an extractor fan in there. I also want to get a new hob, which I'll probably have to do soon before prices go up even more. Thanks to the weak pound, pretty much everything seems to be getting more expensive. I've even noticed the grocery shopping, because I pretty much buy the same stuff every week, or at least sort of the staples that I buy. The ones that used to have a discount don't anymore. Meat in particular. They've taken off the discount, which could have, of course, just be our particular grocer. You never know. A few projects planned for this year. See how we can fit all of that in. I've also booked holidays, even though I need to sort out the holiday planning, as in, when do I need to put the kids into holiday club and when am I around? So that needs a bit further planning. But yeah, there's always seems to be loads on my list and not a lot gets ticked off because all of it takes longer. So I think what they said with to-do lists is rather than put the big goal on, put it on little, put it in little steps, and then you can tick it off as you go, rather than having this big thing sitting there that never gets ticked off. So I've been trying to do that with a few things. The fish tank has caused me to spend quite a bit of time. We've had a couple of fish die again, even the water's absolutely fine, so I don't know. But since they told me how these fish arrive here, that they don't get bred here, they actually get bred in Southeast Asia and then get put in some tiny tank and shipped all the way over here. So by the time they arrive, they're no longer fresh. So they could have something wrong with them by then. So I no longer think it's somehow my fault if they die, even though we did have one, which was a little character who got bullied by a bigger fish with also a very long tail. And unfortunately, you could see he withered away. So that was sad. But the other ones were pretty much out of the blue. So I've been going backwards and forwards a bit, but I've got three we have now, Corydoras, which are they're catfish. So their mouth is sort of the other way around, so they have to go around the floor of the aquarium to pick up food. But it's funny because when you see them in the fish shop, they just sit there and they don't do anything. Excuse me. Sorry about that. So you think, oh well, they're just gonna sit at the bottom of the aquarium and you just have I got albino ones to go with the red gravel. Oh, they just sit there and be a nice little sort of, you can see them nicely on there. Oh no. Once you get them in your own aquarium, they go crazy. I've not seen them sitting around a lot, but when they do, most of the time they're just swimming around like crazy, where you can see them going at absolutely enormous speed from one side of the aquarium to the other, and sometimes they dart up to the surface, get some air, and then they dart back down again. And the two that I got, because I got one and then I got another two when I read that they should be kept in a group. And the two that I got last, they get on very well with each other. They were swimming around together pretty much. So it's almost like they're dancing. I also wonder whether they're blind, because when they go around, they keep bumping into each other and other fish. So what's going on there? But yeah, they're actually very entertaining to watch. They have completely different swimming patterns from normal fish. Because the others are sort of pretty leisurely, just swimming around or just standing somewhere and waiting for food, eating my plants. Then again, it's healthy for them. And the plants grow back. I've left the light on now, so the plants grow back. Anyway, so that's just sort of a little seeing as it is for Bori. I haven't seen any topics, and obviously I already missed one day. But we'll see what we can do. If there are any topics, plus February looks like it's going to be a busy month for me, so I can't promise that I'm going to keep this up. But I think I'm also a bit out of the habit. Plus, as you can hear, I still have a cold, and we're supposed to get freezing temperatures again, which means I'm not gonna boo outside then. So, I can see my breath. Definitely quite cold. Anyway, I should go and have some breakfast. Wish you all a good day and a good rest of the week, and I'll speak to you again soon, perhaps. Thank you for listening. Bye for now, and I hope everything's okay with you all. Bye for now.